Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, I have rough feet.
Are you a fan of comedy, but also people suffering? Well then stop fucking around and come see Big Deal, a nasty game show I'm hosting starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of dying and then climbing back out of your own grave. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you want to be kept up to date on all the goings-on at Sans Pants HQ, then check out the show notes below for a link to our newsletter, which features news, fun articles written by Sans Pants people, and hints about upcoming episodes.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you handle being the fifth Ninja Turtle?
What do they call it? The goop?
The ooze.
The retro mutagen ooze.
That pours onto the turtles. They're in a cage, and also we are there.
So are we little baby boys in this situation, or are we also a turtle?
We got to start as a turtle.
Or we're boys that become turtles.
That would be crazy if four turtles became men at the same time as four men became turtles. We presumably have to also be a turtle.
Well, no, see, I think that what's happening is the ooze gets on the turtles and we try and clean the turtles, getting ooze and turtle on us.
And then we turtleize.
Okay.
So then we all end up the same.
I was also picturing it that we were baby turtles at the same time as the baby turtles.
Clearly not.
No.
Clearly we were like, oh my god, those turtles are covered in radioactive slime, and passerbys are like, don't touch it. And we're like, we gotta clean this turtle.
With our hands. You're licking one clean.
I'm putting it in my mouth and like putting it around my cheeks.
What is this, frosting?
Clean turtle, and then it becomes a man. No, wait, did the no, because then the Ninja Turtles just would have become the Ninja Turtles.
They just become half turtle, half human tongue.
My tongue is a shell now.
Calabunga, dude.
I love pizza now.
You always love pizza.
Put me in the sewer.
I'm more worried about the Cronenberg horror of the like tooth-lined turtle shells with tongues coming out of every hole.
All right, so presumably just through, I don't know, the ooze.
Yeah.
Basically, we were human beings, okay. And now we look like the Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Sure. Now, my question is...
And the turtles also still exist.
Yes. Okay. My question is, when do we join the Ninja Turtles? Straight away or after they've already been pre-established?
Well, what if we asked... Well, because they're turning from turtles into boys, so they don't know what's happening, but
we're men going to teens again?
Yeah.
Because there's that teenage part that I'm not happy with.
Yeah, do I have to be a... Can I just be a... Wait,
do you think that becoming teenagers is part of what the ooze did instead of just a decade and a half passing?
Well, it's in the name, Ralph.
I would much rather...
No, I get that they are teenagers. Hang on, Jack. I get that they are teenagers.
Jack, shut your
but
fucking
you
mouth
think
for a second.
That was the product of their mutation?
Well, they're turtles.
Not only does it anthropomorphize whatever it comes in contact with, but it also puts it at the pimply, angsty age.
Yeah. It's the teen goo.
We're not called Teenage Mutant.
All right, that's all I wanted to know.
We're the fifth Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. There's that
Wait,
teen.
I got rid of ninja for some.
Also, we're ninjas.
You made a Teenage Mutant Adult Turtle.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Adult. It's a teenage and adult. Adult Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's what I was trying to get at. Well, yeah, is Master Splinter being like, oh my god, I gotta look after these eight turtles now. I like that the question is the fifth Ninja Turtle, but it's actually the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
No, all of us are just the equal fifth.
Oh, that's nice. As a group. In terms of what we contribute.
My sons, I'm very proud of your progress in ninjutsu. Not so much you guys, though.
My weapon is a wet maybe. Bag.
I have a chain.
That's great.
Dusha? I refuse to fight. This is dumb.
Ralph?
And I just push Dusha at things.
Hi, I'm a turtle and a weapon.
Ninjutsu. And then I grab one end of my wet paper bag and slam the other end, making a loud pop and getting my hand wet. Is this ninjutsu, Master Splinter?
I yell loud. Is that a weapon?
I swing the chain around and just hit myself in the face.
Wrap your legs up and fall over face first into the sewer. Oh, no.
I love being a ninja.
You know the weapon that in Kill Bill, like the one of them has with the big ball, spiky ball with a chain?
Bomby knocker?
Yeah.
Or, that, the chain.
Rising Star?
Yeah, I know the one you
Morning mean. Star.
No, it's a big chain, but with the...
If it's a ball at the end of a long chain, that should be a Kusari Fondo.
Yeah, that, but I'm not good at it.
Oh, no.
You're covered in cuts. Okay, what shade of green are we all? Every Ninja Turtle. I would like to be vibrant, like neon green.
Oh, yeah. I want to be like, go back to that ooze and roll around a bit more.
I gotta get more powers.
I want to be really, 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 really like, just like a human being, but unwell green. Like, just a green tinge.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want to be like irradiated green, maybe tumored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you're lumpy.
Maybe
actually, can I just be flesh colored?
Hey, that's mine.
No, you're a bit green flesh colored.
You said you have to be a shade of green.
That's the no shade, still shade.
No,
correct.
I'll be so
seafoam green, like an old Cadillac.
Yeah.
No, that's nice. Maybe I'll be like really pale green.
Yeah.
Like I look like I've been never seen the sun.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got irradiated and lumpy. We got just a slight tinge. Seafoam and
yeah, never seen the sun green.
Never seen the sun, green. Never seen the sun green.
Yeah, like the root of a plant, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking
for. Oh, like a dark green.
Yeah.
Like if you get like a spring onion.
Like the middle of a scallion between the root
and
exactly.
the
proper
green. Yeah, exactly. That's what I look like. Okay, so obviously we're not good.
Yeah, and just to establish our weapons are a
wet bag.
A big chain with a big ball on the end.
Mine is yelling, and Ralph is mine. Me.
Okay. No, I'm going to change. I really like this yelling thing. I'd like to sort of roll that into heckling.
You heckle.
You roll him and he heckles.
You roll Dusha and he's like, hey, idiot.
Hey, got any good jokes?
And then I wet paper bag.
Pop! Oh, no, it wouldn't even pop because it's wet. It'd
no, like... it'd just be like on their face and I'd be like, ninjutsu.
And I would trip over my chain.
Salmon just... in the background cuts himself because his chain is a big spiky ball on the end.
All right, so Master Splinter.
Guys,
the worst part
out.
Of this is they live in like storm drains and stuff. So your bag is not just wet with water.
No.
It's got poo-poo.
It's sewage water. Absolutely. That's the only place I can get water from.
Ew. I hate this.
Okay.
What
so,
pizza were you eating?
So I'm cut. Like quite
oh,
cut.
Oh wait, you're and, cut and infected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so
you're
sad.
A pussy turtle.
I think I understood what the lumps were.
Hey, do we keep our names or do we choose?
No, we get Italian artist names.
Yes,
still.
Italian artist names.
All right.
Let's look up.
Well, mine'll be Mario.
Dumb Italian.
And I shall be Luigi.
Yes.
Now the rest of you have to think of things. I cheated.
Hey, 20 people who ruined Italy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Mussolini.
My name's not on there, right?
I'll be Giuseppe Garibaldi.
And I'll be Mussolini.
So Garibaldi, Mussolini, Mario, and Luigi.
See.
The fifth Ninja Turtle.
See.
I just like the idea of Master Splinter being like, like Leonardo, Michelangelo, whatever. And we bring this. You had names. No.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're turtle men now, so.
So
we gotta be Italian.
Gotta be important Italian. You know that important Italian? Big figure, World War II. Yeah, he got hung up. Mussolini, yeah, him. I know him. He's all right. No, he's not all right.
Yeah,
oh,
he just looks at the four of us and goes like, you already have names. They're like, yeah, but we need Italian names. They're like, I'm not doing that. You got to fend for yourselves. So this is the only ones we could come up with.
Maybe I'll be Pinocchio.
Mario, Luigi, Pinocchio. Mussolini, and Pinocchio.
What was Pinocchio's like? Geppetto?
I was almost said Pepito.
No, it's Geppetto.
Yeah.
Geppetto. Can we get a rat Geppetto. Named Geppetto to look after us?
Wait, are we just the second? We're like the B team of crappier turtles.
Yeah, we got. But like, Master Splinter's like, I am not teaching you anything. But like, we got to find another rat.
Here's my brother. That's an actual rat.
We've rolled.
We're calling in Geppetto.
We roll the rat around in the ooze. Just get sick.
And instead of ninjutsu, we just learn like Tiger Shulman karate. Do you guys have Tiger Shulmans in Australia? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I kind of know what you mean. Like, that kind of, like, performative, not really a martial art at all.
Yeah, like,
that, is that the kind
strip mall karate?
We learn, like, this sick rat.
Oh, it was just a rat. So we're going to be like, I think it's teaching us moves, but it's just a rat.
This rat keeps getting in little holes. Maybe that's ninjutsu.
Oh, and the most important question of all, then, B team of adult crappy mutant turtles, what color is your bandana?
Of course.
Ah, yes.
I don't have one. I don't know where you got
it's
your
another wet bag.
You lost yours.
I wear a baseball cap, but over my eye, so like backwards, and I'm looking at that little hole between the strap and the fabric.
Mine was once white, never been washed.
Mine's sick colored.
Mine's heavily stained.
Briefs.
Yes.
Hell yeah. My cap says Dirty Joe's Big Trucker on the front. I was wearing it when I became a turtle. Maybe it's embedded in my head. Like, I was wearing it over my head, and then when I became a turtle, it got so too tight on my head, and I can't take it off.
Jackson, you know that there's a thing you can disconnect at the front of the hat, yeah?
What? Turning around with my eyes all distorted.
That's his dead name. We don't use Jackson anymore. You call him Pinocchio, damn it.
Pinocchio the Ninja Turtle.
Hey,
adult terrible Ninja Turtles.
Sorry. I like we haven't learned. Adult terrible karate turtles.
Adult terrible rat move turtles. We know all the rat moves. Eat cheese. Have big balls rolling behind your body for some reason. Scamper. Bite with infected teeth.
Rats do have big balls, man. They're like the size of their heads.
It's fucking crazy.
No man should have that much cum.
It's so great to imagine like the Ninja Turtles learning ninjutsu and the camera panning over to us in a like it's like everything that's happening to the Ninja Turtles, but so no glamour. Just a filthy sewer. Just where we're all
filthy big balls trailing
they're all,
behind us.
They're all training in unison and be like, ha, ha. Ha! And it cuts to us, and we're all up on a chair trying not to touch the floor because the rat that trained us is rabid and it's running and trying to bite us.
Oh my god, I don't want to get rabies. Throw a rock at it.
No, what happened to Geppetto?
Geppetto!
Geppetto, what?
Geppetto, the rat, you were our teacher.
He's turned on us. Oh, I guess we must use the moves he taught us on him.
I'm biting him.
I'm a scamper.
I'm pooping wherever I want. It's not doing anything. This is the worst move.
I'm edging to keep my balls big.
He's still rabid. Then one of us falls off the chair and squishes him with our gel, and we have to have a sad funeral. Geppetto was a good rat.
He's just picking up, biting him. He bites my tongue. Ow!
No!
And then forever and I have like a rat mouth.
And rabies.
Yeah. Now there's like putrid turtle rabies with a dead rat hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Just like rigor mortis stuck in. Just sunk his teeth into my fleshy tongue.
But we don't even really have a master. It's just any rat we see, we assume he's in.
Geppetto's back!
What? What's this? Where am I
And he's all
in?
Different colors now.
Oh my god, Geppetto killed the imposter. Yeah. Teach us moves again.
Teach us how to become an imposter. Can you help me get this rat out of my mouth? It's decaying.
None of us can because, well, I like to think I can't because instead of getting hands, I just got turtle hooves. Like, you know, turtles just have like a flat bottom.
Big stump.
Oh, man, I got no fingers. How am I holding my wet bag? In my mouth.
In your mouth.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, the Ninja Turtles' three-finger hands that they have. That doesn't look anything like a turtle hand or a person.
Well,
hand.
Yeah, I guess it's we were nonsense. People first. So yeah. Hands could look like whatever.
Maybe we just keep hands, but we get really fat green fingers.
That we can't. Help me get this wet out. I can't. There.
Okay.
That's a just. Fucking rub it on the ball that you've got.
Just eat it.
I guess it's my new tongue.
Nah, just rub it on that spiky ball.
Yeah. Just spiky ball yourself.
Hanging all on my tongue still.
Spiky ball yourself in the face.
Okay.
The rattle go. Anyway, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting an angry game show called Big Deal. And if you don't come see it, I'll sleep forever like Rip Van Winkle. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live.
Yeah, this is a mistake. We shouldn't really... If we're stuck with this pile of crap that we've dealt ourselves here...
And we are.
I'm joining the Foot Clan instead. I'm just going to be some other animal and get named after a musical style like bebop and rocksteady.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Goodbye, jazz. Luigi!
Jazz.
Oh, man, Luigi become jazz.
I'll just be a bat named Hardcore or something. or a dachshund named Polka.
There are a lot of great musical genres to be named after.
So are you the turtle that became a dachshund, or are you... How did that happen?
Yes. Yes, yes, he is.
You go to the Foot Clan and you're like, hey, my group's shit.
Make me a dachshund, please. Yeah, all right. I'm crying. I'm a big brain. I can make it happen.
Welcome to the family dance hall.
No,
Hardcore was my name.
How does this work?
Dance hall.
Hardcore dance hall?
Lounge.
And then we gotta fight our bugger.
Well, here in the Foot Clan, we have two options. You can either be a troubled teen who becomes a ninja, but that's sort of out of the question for you for a lot of reasons. Uh-huh. So we're gonna go with the second one, which is you become an animal man and you get named after a musical style.
Okay, like, well, we can do that now. I reckon, honestly, that's honestly, yeah, good.
Honestly.
Honestly, that's in our nature.
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck this turtle.
I gotta get out of
this. No, it's good, because now if we mutate Zamet again, we solve the dead rat problem, but he becomes a rat man.
Yeah, a rat with a turtle biting its tongue.
No.
Now what happened?
We need to cure this fucking voice.
It sucks.
Cut his tongue off or
something.
Yeah, no, move. Cook I hung.
Oh no!
We made it worse.
I'm drowning myself to avoid that dumb voice.
Are we deciding all to join the Foot Clan and become animals?
We're sick of our master who keeps biting us and making us sick. And we think we're getting more powers, but we just vomit.
Yeah. I have to sleep heaps.
I'm very sweaty.
All right, I'm going to become
I don't really know this bad karate, guys. I keep having stab wounds.
I'm going to become a dolphin man. So like a dolphin... Dolphin flippers, dolphin body, but where it would normally go into a tail, it's two muscly legs and cargo shorts. And I'm going to call myself...
Scar.
Yes. That's me.
Scar. S-K-A.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It sounds cool, but it isn't.
It isn't at all.
Do you scat? Skank? Do you
skank? Well, I don't think Bebop or Rocksteady do any of the... Like, they're not... They're just named after it. People will be like, do you like Scar? I'll be like, not really.
Yeah. Horns kind of give me a headache.
I'll be like, because I got a dolphin voice box now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't choose it. You got to drown yourself twice.
Well, I reckon I'm going to become a... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I just realized I picked one that Bebop or Rocksteady already was. I was like, I'm going to be a hog man.
Yeah, you already got a hog man. Yeah, choose another farm
animal.
I'm
going to be a llama. Yeah, whatever, do you. But I'm going to be a llama.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spit on people.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to basically like a man. Think of a man and then a big, long, fluffy neck. Uh-huh. Llama head.
That's good.
Wearing kind of like not quite an actual t-shirt or whatever, but kind of just straps and booty shorts. Yes.
What a look.
My name can be Baroque.
Oh, wow. Good pull.
Great, great musical genre pull.
We get him to stop making one noise. Oh, no.
It's great if you imagine that, because that's not what a dolphin sounds like. I'm just doing it to fit in. Yeah. I think that's normal.
Everyone else is talking, you're just doing that just
like,
cause.
Well, I'm an animal now. Jackson, you were a turtle previously.
We've got Scar, Baroque, Lounge, and Drowned Boy.
Corpse.
You can't fight. I don't know what we got to do in the Foot Clan.
Do we get guns now?
Yeah, of course you get guns.
What's our duties, Ralph?
What are your duties?
I don't have hands.
Oh, no, you don't have a hand.
Just attach grenades to my flippers.
That's fine. That's exactly, you gotta think with that stupid 90s toy aesthetic. So having, like, grenades taped to your flippers makes perfect sense. You got grenade punches.
My toy will have Velcro that you can just Velcro the grenades to.
I'll have like a choker, like several big chokers with like rockets that point out.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, maybe I'll be a squid man. I tried and drown myself, accidentally fused with a squid.
That's pretty good.
One of them classic New York squids.
Hey,
I'm walking here and the street's
I'm walking
full
here and I'm walking heaps because I got so many goddamn legs.
It's a real problem in New York on a squids in the gutters. Where did you drown yourself?
In the gutter.
What's your musical style name, you squid man from New York?
Yeah.
Square dancing.
Straight edge.
Straight edge.
That's not a style of that be...
I like to think that I picked a really cool animal, you know, like something, I don't know, like a tiger or something, and when it was ready for like the mutation to happen, a raccoon fell out of the ceiling and I just get stuck with that.
Ah, oh, no, raccoons are great. They have hands.
Yeah, at least you got hands.
I'm basically saying.
Flippers and legs.
I got hooves. Those three-pointed hooves. Yeah. I can't grasp.
Yeah, you got no fingers. That's great because Bebop and Rocksteady do have hands, but we just were so unlucky as to, for some
reason.
Well,
I imagine that I look like Octodad now.
That's good.
Maybe I wear a shirt and like a suit.
Are you a New York octopus?
Yeah.
You should wear just like a wife beater.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, we can get like sweet 80s aesthetic. You know those like big chunky glasses?
Oh, yeah.
And like a lot of chains. Like almost like punk rock.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, my aesthetic of just cargo shorts was pretty 90s. So let's 80s that up. Can I be dressed like Michael Jackson in Bad, please?
Yes.
The film was for Bad.
Can I have Eddie Murphy's suit from Delirious?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's good. That's good. Well, yeah, what are our duties? I asked this earlier, but we got distracted by costume choice. What are our duties as members of the Foot Clan?
Well, I mean, obviously you have to get the turtles.
Oh, that's right.
And if we're going by the old cartoon, I think they were always looking for power sources for the Technodrome.
Okay. Just flip her up. What is a technodrome?
Shut up, idiot! We gotta find it.
You gotta get us killed.
We gotta find the technodrome.
Shredder will
shut
kill
up.
Us.
They stand said... still so I can spit in your mouth.
They said we gotta get shut the up. Turtles. Weren't we the turtles?
We know where they live.
I see spitting heaps. Hmm? Yeah, we've been to the house.
Yeah, it's funny if we go back to our house. Why
not here?
Hey, Geppetto's back,
Geppetto.
So many Pepettos.
God, this place is full of Pepettos.
It's very, very, very funny to imagine we go back to our old house, see a rat, and then we're like, we forgot where we came from, and then we turn good again. Yeah. Seeing a rat turns us. We remember
forgot
our
what
roots.
It's like to be a hero. We were never heroes. We were sewer freaks.
Yes, now we, yes, of course, fight like a rat, bite like a rat.
That's it. Those were the lessons we learned.
So if you're the fifth Ninja Turtle,
yeah,
all the you know every turtle's got their own signature personality, right?
Yeah.
You know, like there's the nerd and the
good with
surfer
machines,
guy, and
does
the rude
machines,
one.
Rude yeah. Goofball leader,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so
what's
gotta
your defining characteristic?
What are our archetypes? I assume at this point, seeing a rat made us change back into turtles.
The power of family reverted us to our previous form.
One bit my tongue. Oh, yeah! That's what this is like again.
I wish you picked an episode to do that voice when we weren't wearing headphones.
Okay, this is good. I want to be over-enthusiastic. I'm always here to help!
And sick. Jill Samet, no, sorry. Mussolini, because it's got to have that, like, 90s intro. Oh, God. He's sick and very enthusiastic.
Just like
I'll be cured soon.
Just vomiting over the decaying corpse of a rat that's just embedded its jaw into my tongue.
At least eventually it'll just be a skeleton.
Well, the good news is that he'll probably drown in his own spew and shut up.
I would have a lot of undeserved confidence.
Hell yes.
You're kind of like our Donatello. Was he like that? Like you're kind of like a perversion of that. You're our leader, but it's not for any good reason.
I'd be real mansplainy. Like, I would know everything, but have absolutely no knowledge of any of it and not brook any argument about it.
We see Pepetto and you're like, Pepetto has returned. And we're like, I think that's just another rat, and you're like, you fools.
Don't you see?
This is a thing.
This is obviously Pepetto.
Open your eyes.
I like the idea of you constantly explaining how the subway works to us.
You see? You see? Come look at these trains. I guess, Luigi.
I guess where's that one?
Yeah, they're all pulled by invisible horses, like in the Harry Potter.
I don't remember reading, so.
I just like, yeah, because like mansplaining, it's always explaining stuff to people that know what it is. And it's always basic stuff, like, you know, the subway, you know, the underground trains, you catch them to work. Yes!
It's good if you keep explaining what happened to us. Yeah, you know how you're turtles now, you're turtles because of the ooze.
Yeah, no,
yes, I remember.
I was there.
Short-term memory loss.
Well, good choice.
That's what I'll take. Jackson doesn't know where he is.
Constantly forgets he's a turtle.
Yeah, that's long-term memory loss. I constantly forget what happened, and I'm horrified every time I wake up.
Yeah.
Like 50 First Dates.
So that works out great, because then we have a rhyme there for the theme song, too, because it's like, Luigi always mansplains, Pinocchio... Ah, fuck. I was going to do something about he can't retain.
Pinocchio has memories.
Pinocchio has a terrible brain.
Pinocchio has a terrible brain.
Where am I? Why am I so cold?
The song has a nice segue, because like, and Mario is just horny, because that's my characteristic.
Hell yeah.
Erect always.
Big, weird, wedged turtle dick horrifying everybody.
Hey, yeah. I wish I could... Guys, I gotta wrap this fight up. I gotta jerk off.
Where am I?
For some reason, my horniness has no... I have no... Like, I'm not like, ooh, where's Miss April O'Neil? I'm like, no. Self-servicing, that's it.
You see, the thing about him is he's always horny.
All right, so eventually, we've effectively made ourselves Ninja Turtle villains. Like, the Ninja Turtles just aren't going to stand for our
existence.
Now
we're back in the Foot Clan again.
No, we just have to fight the Ninja Turtles because, like, we think we're villains, we're good guys. The Ninja Turtles are the villains.
Why do we think they're villains again?
Because we're the good guys. And they're trying to stop us.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because we're basically besmirching the Ninja Turtles' name every time we try to solve crime with karate that we don't know. So, yeah, clearly at a certain point, we'll have to kill the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yes. And again, I like that our strategy is going to be we become Ninja Turtles, then we get mutated to join the Foot Clan, then we remember our roots, go back to the Ninja Turtles, and then the Ninja Turtles want to fight us, so then we instantly join the clan again because we're hurt because the Ninja Turtles fought us.
Exactly. Because yeah. I just imagine...
Oh,
like,
I can get rid of this rat again.
Finally, I'm a dolphin man once more. Because I imagine...
Oh, back to drowning myself. Oh, no, octopus can't drown. Squids can't drown.
I have so much rat fur in the back of my throat.
This llama guy, I'm going to change your name to whatever genre of music Smash Mouth was.
ska, I guess.
No.
Yes.
What is Smash Mouth?
Special as a... Yeah, they're ska.
Ska?
Are they ska? Hey, now.
They were never ska.
You're a rock star. This is ska now. Oh, man. I just think the moment we go up onto the surface and we try to use our rat move powers to fight crime, because that's what we got. That's this assumedly the next step, right?
Power punk? Power pop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, power
they
punk.
They have horns, they're ska.
Yeah.
Do they have horns?
No. They say ska punk.
I don't
ska,
think so.
Ska, yeah. Walking on the Sun is a... No, Astro Lounge is a ska album.
So you can be ska punk and that can be ska.
Oh,
I don't want to be ska punk.
Too bad.
I'm
That's
sorry.
You. You're... No. You
I'm got... Baroque.
You're getting changed into this.
I'm getting changed.
Because your spitting and voices were annoying like Smash Mouth.
That's rude, Ralph.
I don't want to be Scar. If he's Scar Punk. No, I'm becoming a turtle again. I hate this life.
Screw this.
Yeah, maybe I might just jump in the sea, deep ocean.
Can I become a Krang?
Yes.
I love Krang. I'd happily host Krang in my belly.
Maybe you can become Krang's body.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'd love that.
All right.
You're a gross little brain dude. Hop in, idiot. And then I open up my microwave stomach. Chuck him in. Close it. 2 minutes. Start.
Oh, Trick. You killed him.
I'm the greatest ninja turtle. Rat move turtle there ever was. I killed Krang.
You microwaved the shit out of that brain boy.
Imagine just holding the front of the microwave shut as Krang's trying to get out, and then at like the 1:30 mark, it's just an explosion.
A pop.
I got him. And I open it up and the smell is horrendous.
The whoever's standing close by cheers and then throws up.
Is someone going to clean it?
No.
I'll just have a bath and then I die.
Oh, God. It smells like somebody lit a YMCA locker room on fire.
Yeah, look, you die because suddenly your guts is now a microwave.
Yeah, and if I hop in the bath, the sewers to clean myself. Business is it. Dead. They're like, well, he got rid of Krang and then he got rid of him. Two good deeds in one day. God bless you, Pinocchio.
Well, yeah, I imagine that my story just concludes when I'm like, I'm sick of hearing these horrible noises, and then I just go live in the ocean.
That's pretty good.
Maybe go haunt the Statue of Liberty from the sea.
Haunt the Statue of Liberty.
I'm gonna see what Casey Jones is up to. Maybe I learn hockey.
I hope he hits you with the
hits you with the hockey stick to get you out of his house. Go away.
I want to play hockey.
You're a mutant.
Now, Mario, I've got a proposition for you. Yes. Before you go and haunt the Statue of Liberty from the water.
Yep.
You know about pornographic films, right?
Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the
horny
one.
Are you still a squid man?
Yeah, I'm still a squid man. Tentacle porn, but a man. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
sweet.
All right. Well, hey, you
yeah,
are the
I think I'm
going
to have to be your
director.
I'm going to have to be your anthropomorphic dachshund manager.
Perfect.
That's.
Or was I a raccoon? I lost track.
It's hard to say, but you're my partner in. I almost said crime, but that adds a horrible twist to this. Partner in business.
Yeah. Business partner. Yeah, people tend to say.
All right. So at the end of the day, you two start a quite a successful pornographic business. Mm-hmm. Jackson or Pinocchio is dead, and Mussolini gets hit with sticks.
And then a car. And the idea of you getting hit with sticks off Casey Jones' property out into the street and then cleaned up by a
hit by a Channel 4 news van driven by April.
Oh, shoot. Do we have a van?
No.
Oh, shit. No, we didn't. We maybe have an old car that we've, like, stolen.
And then my body gets eaten by a lot of pepettos.
He's got a shopping cart taped to a lawnmower.
Just like a shopping cart, and then someone took it, and we can't find it.
Yeah. We don't know which one was ours. We don't want to grab one that
we
wasn't.
We keep asking people, is that ours? Like, what?
Because we're monsters. I'm annoyed that Tamba just said I died, not that I defeated Krang. Jackson, like, all of that is just somehow swept under the rug. Jackson Bailey, who was gross and we didn't like, is dead now. Krang has also died for unrelated
reasons. Causes.
What? I saved the planet. I did more than the Ninja Turtles ever did, but I can't say that because I'm dead in the sewers.
Yeah, that was a legitimate threat from an interdimensional warlord that you neutralized.
No one
with
remembers.
A
no one remembers or seems to care.
He just jumped into the sewers and electrocuted himself.
We don't know why. What an idiot.
But a great deed for humanity.
Because we hated him. Every time anybody brings up the fact that I got rid of Krang, you're like, yeah.
But we hated
sucked.
Him. Yeah.
So,
how do we think we went as the fifth Ninja Turtle? Because I think.
Pretty good.
Well, we killed Krang and most of ourselves.
Wait!
And we all collectively killed Krang.
With no help from Pinocchio.
Two of us died. So two-fourths of the fifth Ninja Turtle died.
Yep, yep.
And the other half went to have a great business deal.
Yeah, and that That works perfectly with your horny person.
I finally figured out how to use my personality for good and not masturbation.
Yeah, you could do lots
so
of cums.
So many. I'm always ready to go.
And on that note, I've been Mussolini.
I've been Pinocchio.
I've been Mario.
And I've been Ralph America.
Adult mutant rat move turtles.
Heroes that are horrible.
Do you have anything you want to spruik, Ralph?
This has a limited shelf life, so if you're listening to this far in the future, this March, where there's going to be a limited series where me and Buddy the Cake Boss go up against Duff from Ace of Cakes to determine who is the most best at doing cakes.
Is there a chance that the Cake Boss will lose his title as Cake Boss to Ace of Cakes, who then becomes Ace of Cakes Boss? Is that what's on the line here?
What are the stakes?
There's a lot on the line. That's one of the possibilities.
I hope there's a betrayal. You make a cake for Ace of Cakes and you become Cake Boss and then Buddy. This could be a whole thing. People need to watch this just to find out what happens.
I don't want to say that everything you just said is exactly what happens. But
there'll be loyalty, there'll be betrayal, there'll be cakes.
The stakes have literally never been higher.
So where can people watch that?
That's going to be on Food Network.
That's very, very exciting.
That's starting March 10th. And that's going to be worldwide, too. So if you have the Food Network app,
hell yeah,
you can watch that wherever.
Get on it.
That
Get
rolls.
On it.
Food Network's available in Australia as well. Yeah. So literally everywhere. Australia, America, everywhere.
You got no excuse.
So watch it and support our good friend Ralph.
It. Yeah.
Damn right.
That's me.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.